You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Email address, udocs@gmail.com. Also on iHeartRadio Talk, you can add Radio MD and, or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a news and update station you can customize for the information that's specifically important to you. You can download the iHeartRadio app or go to iHeartRadio.com. You can click Talk when you find it there in the main menu. And then you search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So thanks for listening again today. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, at 20 minutes after the hour, he's coming up to talk about Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo. There's some improvements there, I guess. Lead exposure is linked to early menopause in women. Dr. Ginsberg with information on that. Also, is your house plumbing harboring harmful bacteria? And a story that's big in the news, Dr. Mike, this week. So it has to do with West Virginia tap water. He'll be talking about that, too.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it, that Virginia tap water thing? I read, and you probably know more about this, Joe, than I do, and we'll learn more about it from Gary, but the last time they inspected this plant was more than 20 years ago. Shows you we don't have enough, apparently, inspectors for all of our energy plants.
No, that's not good. In fact, one of your stories today deals with something from the CDC. With regard to the West Virginia tap water and pregnant women, right?
That's exactly right. So pregnant women, well, let's have Gary talk about this. So we'll save this for Gary, and we'll come back to that because we've got enough other great stories, and I'm sure we should let Gary do this one because he's really an expert on it.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 past the hour in this hour. Why are doctors fighting over blood pressure guidelines? Blood pressure guidelines are changing a lot, and what's the information on that?
Well, the reason there is such a concern about it is that we want to do what's right for patients, and whether you should have very tight control, meaning 115 over 75, or whether as people get older, they need more blood pressure because they've got hardening of the arteries, and how you adjust it for people with normal arteries versus, that is, who you assume have normal arteries versus those who may not have normal arteries is really what the debate is. And the question is, how low is too low, and does this pertain to only people over the age of 60? Well, I think it is really, and this comes to another story. As you know, Joe, I spent probably 25 of my recent years, a fair bit of time, trying to develop a test that is accurate for predicting the age of your body. We call it the real age test, and I'm proud and maybe too proud now to say that, in fact, it just had a test independently of us to say how accurately real age was, and it's more accurate than even the Framingham updated studies. It's the most accurate measure of how old you really are is your real age, and that was independently determined. It came out in an article on Friday night, Friday at 4 p.m. So I'm proud of that, but the real reason that it's important is that if the physiologic age of your arteries is important, and if you keep them young, then maybe when you're 80, you should aim for a blood pressure of 115 over 75. On the other hand, if your arteries get stiff because you haven't been treating them well with either food or exercise, nutrition, or blood pressure control, When you're 40, you could have 80-year-old arteries and aim for 145 over 90 to be appropriate. So that's really the debate of physicians. What is the right number based on the, if you will, the aging or the quality of your arteries? And that's the debate. And this is the guideline that people are fighting over. Joe?
What is the best time to take your blood pressure?
Well, you know, this is actually interesting. Most of us have considered that the best time to take the blood pressure is to take it the first thing in the morning when you're quiet and with 3-minute period. Now, there's some people who say you should really take it in the evening under the same conditions. But I think what really relates to blood pressure and causing arterial disease, causing strokes, causing heart attacks, etc., is the blood pressure that's taken round the clock. That is, what is the average blood pressure you have during the full day? And then that's the one that should be in the 115 over 75 range if you're under 60, and 130 over or in 90 or less if you're over 60 by the guidelines. I'm still a believer that if you've kept your arteries young because you haven't smoked, because you have exercised, because you've chosen the right diet, because you do the right amount of physical activity, because you've managed your blood pressure well, then you should probably all the way till, while you still have young arteries, keep the blood pressure in the young range of under 120 and under 80 or 115 over 75, which is the ideal for young people.
I know a lot of people have these blood pressure machines, and sometimes people get crazy and take it more often than they should. And after exercise, should you not take it after you exercise because your blood pressure is elevated, right? I wouldn't think that would be,
well,
be a
right
good idea.
Right after exercise, that's exactly right, Joe. Right after you exercise, your blood pressure goes up, but then it comes down more. So you shouldn't take it in relationship. You should have at least a half-hour period where you haven't done any exercise before you take your blood pressure. That's why we say quiet when you get up in the morning when you're non-stressed, or late in the evening when you're non-stressed after you've done meditation is the ideal way to take it.
One more quick thing before the break, and Dr. Gary Ginsberg, talk about a high-fiber diet as it relates to asthma, Dr. Mike.
The high-fiber, we know, protects against obesity and diabetes. And now there's a recent study that shows it actually protects against, asthma. Now, why would it protect against, why would it protect against obesity and diabetes? Is because you slow emptying of your intestine into your large intestine, that's the ileocecal valve, so you feel full longer, so you don't eat as much. In addition, most of the foods that are high in fiber, such as cabbage and beans and fruits, etc., are healthier foods than, in fact, many of the packaged foods that aren't high fiber. So that's the protective effect. We now think it is protective against asthma because it changes the bacteria inside your gut, and that may be the reason it protects. That is, the gut bacteria are different, and because of that, it protects you against that. It may actually protect against cancer the same way, Joe.
All right, coming up after the break, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Our topics today include one of the big issues in West Virginia, the tap water issue in West Virginia. Also, Dr. G wants to ask you if your house plumbing could be harboring some harmful bacteria. Johnson & Johnson Baby Shampoo is making some improvements. If you wash your child's hair with J&J Baby Shampoo. Also, there's a lead exposure story that might be linked to early menopause in women that Dr. Ginsberg wants to say more about. Again, to reach us on the air, 877-711-5211 on the phone, or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thanks for listening. Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com, UDocs@gmail.com, YouDocs@gmail.com. Also on the phone, if you have a phone, would like to talk to Dr. Mike on the phone or our guests, 877-711-5211. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not with our weekly toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's the top of your agenda today, Dr. Mike? What do you like to have Dr. Ginsberg talk about first?
I would love to have him talk about how West Virginia could have this spill the place not be investigated or examined for a huge number of years, and how you toxicologists could let that happen, Gary.
Well, I first of all, don't work in West Virginia, and even if I did, as a toxicologist, we are usually the people who say don't drink the water after it's spilled. There are people in government, in programs like the Toxic Substances Control Program at the state level, who are supposed to inspect all of these industrial facilities to make sure that the tanks, in this case, a tank of chemical had a hole in it that released thousands of gallons of 4-methylcyclohexane methanol right into a river, undiluted, straight, flat into the river. And the Elk River in West Virginia is a source of drinking water. A mile downstream is the plant that picks up the river water and sends it out to 300,000 customers. So you better be darn straight that any regulator that has to look at the inputs to that river, whether it's from a sewage treatment plant or from some chemical company, which this was a coal washing chemical, needs to make sure that whatever outfalls are going in have been properly tested and cleaned up and neutralized before being allowed to go into a source of drinking water like that. Now, in my state, in Connecticut, we don't drink rivers. We drink either reservoirs or underground supplies. So we're in that. That wouldn't have happened in Connecticut, but it's the rules are different every state you go into. So how did it happen? Yeah, that plant wasn't inspected enough. There's too few inspectors and too many plants.
Gary, is West Virginia the most toxic state in the country?
Now, what does the chemical do? What is the...
Yeah, so that particular chemical, it's an alcohol. So it's not ethanol. It's a long chain, actually a cyclic chained alcohol. So it would be the main concern I would have without knowing the chemical intimately would be a reproductive, if a pregnant woman drank it during pregnancy, would it affect the brain development of the child? It hasn't been well tested. So we're working somewhat in the dark in terms of all the possible endocrine and reproductive effects the chemical could have. So as a prudent precaution, they said don't drink the water, especially if you're pregnant. They set up a criterion, and now the levels are dropping below that criterion. So there is still some tainting of the water that they're allowing people to drink unless you're pregnant. So, I think that they took a responsible action in West Virginia to make sure that people weren't drinking really badly tainted water.
I was going to ask if you thought West Virginia is one of the most toxic states in the country.
I wouldn't be fair.
All due respect.
I'm not going to dump on any one state. New Jersey has the reputation because of all the Superfund sites in New Jersey. Per capita, per land area, New Jersey has had the sort of the reputation in toxicology that if you want a job, that's where you go.
Okay, so and all due respect to people, of course, in West Virginia, but it seems to be they have their share of issues when it comes to that and with a coal mining.
Yeah, this could be a bit of a tip of an iceberg because we know that in coal production, there's a number of chemicals that are used that can find their way into groundwater or drinking water, and many, many of them do not have federal standards, so they're not tested for. Only the chemicals for which we have what's called an MCL or a maximum contaminant level, a criterion, will actually get tested. But many of the coal chemicals are, these cleanup chemicals that that are not the typical solvents you find from other industries. So there is a chance, I'd say more in West Virginia than in some places, that there could be untested chemicals in the water. But I always say to people, test your drinking water if you're on a well for just about anything you can test for.
Yep, you've said that many times before. I remember you saying that many times. Is our house plumbing, Gary, is it harboring harmful bacteria? What can you tell us?
Well, the Salt Institute funded a study by Arizona State University to look at whether pipes we're talking PVC pipes, plastic pipes, or copper piping that's in a typical house plumbing, would they grow more bacteria if the water was hard, high mineral water, that wasn't properly softened so that you'd have what we call buildup of minerals on the pipes or scale? If scale is growing in your pipes, does that mean you're going to have deadly or dangerous bacteria like Legionella growing in the pipes and affecting the whole house? So sure enough, you know, there's no surprises in this study that if you give more surface area in the pipes, if the pipes aren't smooth and scale builds up, that there's extra little nooks and crannies for bacteria to latch onto and start colonizing. And so they incubated these pipes with E. coli. And they found more E. coli in the ones with the scale. No big surprise. And so the bottom line with this, again, it's not a major news story, is that if you've got hard water, which I do at my house, you've got to soften the water with something like salt. I go to the Salt Institute paid for the study. I think it was to prove the point. If you've got hard water, buy their product and make sure you soften the water, because not only does it not, you don't feel clean in the shower, but it's also not good for your appliances. The bacteria issue, I think, is a minor one. There's no epidemiology study that shows that people who have hard water are getting Legionella or more of any other kind of disease. But just remember that if you're on your own well, your water isn't chlorinated, so there's always a chance for bacteria to be in your tap water, and you should have your well tested. If you're near a farm, if you know some chicken manure washed down into your well or whatever, you should always test your well for nitrate and bacteria about once a year if you're on a private well. Same thing as we had from the last story.
All right, Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo. I think all of us as kids had our hair washed with Johnson & Johnson because it claimed no more tears. You know, we didn't cry when mom got the shampoo in our eyes. Are they making improvements in their product?
Well, is it no more tears and no more toxics? Well, that's what J&J is trying to do. They've had pressure put on them by some interest groups that said, look, we can point to you, J&J, point out to you where on your label and where in the product are a couple of carcinogens. And carcinogens and children should not be in the same sentence. And unfortunately, with this particular J&J product, they were in the same sentence. There's formaldehyde and 1,4-dioxane. And J&J did take it seriously. They probably didn't like the bad press they were getting. As a toxicologist, I don't think that having your kid shampooing with no more tears over the years is really going to give them an increased cancer risk. It's just washing off them, probably not a lot of absorption. They're not drinking it. However, it's really a good idea, sort of a wholesome, pure approach to children's products. Get the carcinogens out. J&J figured out a way to do it. As of 2014, it's a victory for the consumer. And, you know, Joe and Mike, this is really where the battleground has gone in toxics. Instead of the federal government, through their limited powers, trying to clean up the consumer marketplace, now it's consumers and consumer groups telling the manufacturers or the retailers like Walmart, who's also done a lot lately, they don't want the toxics.
All right, we'll leave it there with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What'stoxic.com is his website. More of the top medical news stories of the week on the way. Youth the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins, 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Thanks for listening today. Do you have a Real Age Tip of the Week planned for this hour? Dr. Mike.
I do, but I'm not telling what it is.
Well, your name is on the show, so I guess you can do that then. That's you're the boss. So that gets everybody to listen by the end of the hour. What is the theory behind this blood type diet? That's a story I thought was interesting. A blood type diet. What is that?
Well, the theory behind it was that your blood type predicted when in civilization you your family evolved, and from that, that it would choose different nutrients that would help you lose weight. We said, if you look in our book as long ago as 2002 in Cooking the Real Age Way and the Real Age Diet, we said that although there was a theoretic genetic basis to such, that it seemed to us to be BS or bad science. it has proven, obviously, to be bad science, there to be no rationale between weight loss and your blood type.
Okay. I'm just looking at some of the other stories we can go through. Food irradiation. Food irradiation. What are some of the facts? What are some of the figures?
Bridget, do you want to take this, food irradiation?
Why don't you start it?
Okay, well, there are several ways of making sure food does not come contaminated. One of which is to pasteurize food, that is to heat it to a certain temperature so it doesn't have it. Another way is to irradiate it. And irradiate is to send radiation at it that will destroy all living things on it. So you destroy the cell nucleus. It's what happens, if you will, if a nuclear bomb hits and it gets close to us, it destroys our nuclei or destroys our genetic material. So irradiation is what you can do with bacteria and viruses, and so that's what they one of the processes of doing that. And the question is, does this change the genetic makeup of the food that you do eat so that and that's been the concern, if you will, of some of the health people that there is, if you will, changes that occur in the food that make it less safe for you. So the finding is that 12% of spices imported to the United States were contaminated from everything from insects to rodent excrement to human hair, and that in recent years, more spices consumed in the United States are undergoing irradiation treatment to eliminate the risks concerned with, if you will, microbial contamination. And irradiation is now making it to grocery shelves, so the groceries are, in fact, doing it there. One of the steak companies, Omaha Steaks, is using it as a selling point at the selling point, meaning right where they're selling it. Farms are doing it with chickens as well. The reason this is, at least I consider this a little risky, is because we, if we're close enough to that irradiation, get some of it. It's just like getting x-rays, and you don't need extra x-rays, so you've got to be a little careful that the store has turned it off if they're doing it or wherever you're getting it. The second thing is it changing food? We don't think it's changing food, but we've got to be really careful about where it is. The federal government and a number of private concerns are coming out and say we like to see more irradiation, and it's safe. It makes it safer, obviously, the food safer, as long as we don't get any of the extra radiation, as long as people do it in a careful enough way that you and I don't get it, Joe.
Let's go through some of the other food-related, diet-related stories on the list here today, and there's one here that deals with an avocado with lunch and what benefit that may be. How about that? Avocado with lunch. What can that do for you?
Well, there are a couple of things about having avocados. And, Bridget, you know the avocado has both protein and it has a healthy fat.
Right.
So the research suggests that in fact it helps, because it's got healthy fat in it, it slows your stomach from emptying, so you don't get as high a blood sugar level, so it helps regulate blood sugar levels. But I think it also contains, you know, each half of an avocado contains about 125 calories, and that is exactly, it's a little more than you need to slow your stomach from emptying. But it has healthy fat. It's got omega-3 fat. It actually has some protein in it, so it has healthy stuff with it. And in this study, decreased people's desire to eat. 28% of the people in the study had a decreased desire to eat 5 hours after, compared with people who ate the same lunch but without the avocado. So people feel fuller, and it does decrease, if you will, the munchies later on.
And previous studies have shown that the monounsaturated fat that's found in the avocado reduce levels of bad cholesterol in the blood, which decreases a person's risk of heart disease or stroke.
Joe? I think we may have lost Joe.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
in any case, Bridget, you were recently at a conference on nutrition. This was for the guidelines in 2015. So the USDA, FDA combined guidelines on the American diet. That is what used to be known as the food pyramid, and this is now My Plate, were revised or are going to be revised in, I think, for 2015. And they had some public meetings. You were at them. Tell us what you took away from them.
Correct. So every 5 years, they republish the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and they do this based on any kind of emerging research that has been found on diet and health, and they change the RDAs, or the daily values, for Americans based on the latest evidence. So the meeting that I was at was for the committee that is in charge of presenting their advice to the USDA and Health and Human Services. And it was so interesting because there were a lot of people there that were from the food industry that were representing corporations like McDonald's. Then there was also individuals representing the Dairy Council, the meat industry. But then there was a number of individuals that were there against the dairy and meat industry that were advocating for a more plant-based diet focus for 2015 from the Dietary Guidelines. There was a lot of people that were discussing the risks of eating dairy or of eating meat and processed meat, who believed that the recommendations should be more focused on calcium-rich foods versus dairy necessarily, or limiting red meat intake instead of promoting meat as a main source of protein.
Okay, we'll be back with more of the top medical stories next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only one in five girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Okay, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week is coming up in about 5 minutes. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com for your email question for Dr. Mike Roizen. What are the top medical stories of the week this week, Dr. Mike? The recession. Google search study says that health concerns increased during the recession. What can you say about that?
Well, when we were at the end of the last segment, I promised to finish with Bridget on what was happening with the 2015 dietary guidelines. Bridge, can you summarize it in about 3 minutes what the other things that were occurring? What I was fascinated by from your summary related to red meat and sugar and industry, if you will, lobbying. There used to be a lot of lobbying by industry to put sugar in and to put red meat in as good and to put other things in as good, nutrients in as good. What happened this time?
So there is still a lot of lobbying, and I had read about it a lot, but seeing it firsthand really sent home the message to me about how much politics is involved with all of these major companies and industries in providing recommendations for Americans. So I think that there was much more of a concern about people's actual health and basing things off scientific evidence, which the dietary guidelines for Americans always have to do. But it seems that they've maybe been able to weasel their way around a little in the interest of certain lobbyists like the dairy industry. That was really hit home. The dairy industry was attacked more than I had expected, even more so than added sugars. Dairy was talked about, how it increases your risk of prostate cancer and how dairy should not be recommended as an actual food group in and of itself, and that instead that maybe they should change the wording to calcium-rich foods instead of dairy so that people were more aware of all of the other plant-based sources of calcium. So a major trend of a lot of people that stood up who were people that are involved in the health nutrition industry, not necessarily from a specific food company, they focused a lot on providing consumers with more understandable messages, such as eat less cheese instead and whole milk instead of eat less saturated fat, or decrease your intake of added sugar, such or sources that are high in added sugar, such as sodas and things like that, actually providing examples of food and switching back towards a focus on food items in and of itself instead of specifically nutrients, which would also increase the attention on the nutrient interactions that are that occur in different foods.
So a switch back away from sugar and red meat, still having lobbying, and we'll get more lobbying as we go on. Let me talk about the Google search, because this was a really important study, Joe, as you mentioned. Google, in fact, a study done by others, not at Google, but by John Ayers, who was at San Diego State University, had access to Google. And what they looked at was symptoms that people looked at from 2008 to 2011, compared those searches to times before the recession, as well as looked at the frequency change in Google searches. And what happened was, compared to normal, searches were 228% higher for such things as stomach ulcer, 193% higher for headache symptoms. They were in that 300% range higher for chest pain, for pain, and for heart disease. So we don't know whether this reflects the diseases coming out, whether this reflects people doing their own medical care more, or whether this is just a change as a higher percentage of searches on the internet going to symptoms of health that were health concern compared to other things such as searching for Joe Galuski. But in fact, there were a, this is not a trivial, this is not a 100% increase or a 20% increase. These were in the 200% increase range for 300 and symptoms, if you will, that people had during the recession. What do you think about that, Joe?
One thing you said that was interesting is that people are doing their medical, taking care of themselves medically more. What do you mean by that? They're taking charge of their health and relying less on having to have a doctor's help, going to medications, eating better, eating less. Is that what you mean by that?
That's exactly right. Maybe it is that people are taking care of themselves, doing more for themselves, looking up diseases before they see their physician, or even after they see their physician, getting more information. I don't know whether this reflects just getting more information, or it reflects and doing more by themselves, or it reflects a change in, if you will, healthcare in general, that is, that they were sicker during the recession and consequently felt they needed to have more care during the more care. We should go to the tip of the week. Why don't we do that now? So the tip of the week this week is about the neti pot. Neti pot, and this time of year, you know, normally we recommend neti pot during asthma or allergy season, but it also relates to sinus sufferers. We, you docs, recommended neti pots more often than Regis used to be on TV. Neti pots, they look like a genie's lamp, are used to pour a mild saltwater solution, you should make it up fresh, in alternating nostrils, which flushes out the other side, gunk and all. Sinus sufferers, like many people, say they often breathe clearer for the first time in years. Turns out that this is important to make it up fresh, use water and fresh saline solution. Never misuse it. Never use, if you will, distilled water alone. Always use distilled water with the pre-made saline solution, or as long as your tap water is chlorinated, it should be fine. The vital message here, use all medical devices, even neti pots, even the simplest, as directed. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Thank you for listening here today, and catch us on RadioMD.com. And again, if you've got questions for Dr. Mike Roizen or guests that we have, you hear a segment you like, you'll like to hear it over again. Missed a segment. You never miss a segment because we're always there for you. And udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. You can email your comments or questions. And again, go to iHeartRadio Talk. It's a great way to get your information. You can add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse. Just click Talk on the main menu when you're on the Internet and find You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.